3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's been a long time. We had some audio issues. By we, I mean I had some audio issues. So a whole episode, great episode of the basic Basement Beards podcast, the original, the OG, got lost forever. But hopefully that never happens again. Instead of getting, rip it is. Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome anytime.
So instead of getting a primo episode of Basement Beards, you're going to get a Tokusatsu episode because it's Bikes, Beards, Bikes, Belts, Beards, Ohenshin. This is the second episode of our Tokusatsu recap. Technically, we had our first episode was us just kind of rambling. It was like 30 minutes out. You should check it out. It was real cute. Just Nick and I talking about why we like Tokusatsu so much. But it's your host, Dustin Big D. They call me in prison. And my co-host.
I don't think you've ever been to prison, sir.
Well, I drove by one.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Who's this beautiful voice I'm hearing across the world for me?
You are not. It's not beautiful at all. It's annoying, but it's Nick. I'm here watching Kamen Rider, talking with my friends.
That's right. Hey, baby, Kamen Rider is what only. There's only a few joys in life right now, because work sucks. School sucks, right, Nick?
Yes, school is. Yes. This is school. It's great.
Life still kind of sucks. Yep. The world in general is kind of shitty. Yep. But you know what's good?
Kamen Rider.
Sunday is a Kamen Rider. Technically, it's Saturday still. But definitely, Kamen Rider is good. No matter how bad the newest season is, it is still more Kamen Rider. And there are... Nick, would you say there's more good than bad when it comes to Kamen Rider Revice? Or is that a flip? Is there more bad than good?
Personally, in my opinion, there's more bad than good. But that's my opinion.
You can have a good opinion because you now have, let's count them, boys and girls, 3 Kamen Rider series under your belt. 3
full Kamen Rider. Oz, Deno, and Saber.
Can you believe it? Yeah. And you literally chose the best ones. Well, okay, Saber, I mean, Saber is fine, and we will definitely talk about it.
Saber has some fucking wicked cool suits.
I started thinking about it. I mean, I'm not started thinking. I think about Kamen Rider every day of my life. But I was thinking about how lucky you were to choose seasons that are loved and beloved.
Deno was your choice. And I got into it a couple episodes behind, but then I enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, but just because I had kind of trudged my way through the beginning Heisei seasons, but like Heisei Phase 1, and you just happened to kind of step in and watch it because that was just the next in the list. Because before it was Kabuto, which personally I really enjoyed. But then Deno just blew me away. And that was like, we had watched Oz and then you were like, okay, let's watch an old season. Cause Oz is Heisei Phase 2. And we just loved it so much. I really, really, really loved it.
Oz is best season for me. Top tier.
Yeah. But beyond that, you watched 2, and then you got to watch a touch of the new Reiwa era with Kamen Rider Saber, which is like, it is excellent where it comes to the theatrics of the show, the visuals to me.
Suits are wicked cool. Like, the fights are awesome. There's not a lot of motorcycles, which is kind of a bummer, but whatever.
No longer a rider anymore, it's just... Common man and women and Tassel, whatever he is.
So Saber, the one biggest attraction that Saber had was the last villain's voice just did not match him whatsoever, and that it drove me nuts.
You didn't like when he talks like this.
And he looked like a 12-year-old child. Like, no, I didn't. I just his the voice he was trying to do did not match the mannerisms. Which is such a weird thing to be like,
actually I have a problem with this,
but when you're watching
imagine if you were blind and that's all you had was just that voice.
I think that would be better than
God, yeah, it could be, because you can imagine he's like a grumpier older person.
Yeah, like maybe long hair, mustache, like menacing a little bit, rather than like, I used to write poetry, now I'm angry at the world.
Like, yeah.
No, sorry.
No. The end of Saber reminds me of how the ending of Deno I didn't care for. With the shitty bad guy that was just like, I'm the bad way, the pathway. And he was just like, does his face look like I'm menacing and weird with his smile and shit? Like, that whole character was bad. And I felt like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And,
I mean, they had to have a bad guy, which I get, but it just felt really weird. But that's what I feel how Saber suffered, because it suffered by being like half of it being during COVID and rushing a lot of storylines. That
there were a shit ton of storylines to that season.
I feel like Saber may have been the most lore heavy season ever,
right? That they tried to like shove into like
mm-hmm.
they took a and dictionary and were like, just make it a novella, please. Fuck,
I mean, it's not Kamen Rider Saber, like, yeah, everybody has swords. No, it's just Kamen Rider books. And I guess that just makes sense, because it's all stories.
I'm not a swordsman. That. I'm a author.
Bookman. No. So yeah, I'm an author. But yeah, beyond that, we're now making our way through two seasons. And we've kind of been doing that where we've been doubling up on two Kamen Rider seasons. One that is ongoing, and then one that we take a step back and watch some older stuff. Now, me personally, I've been following down the line of all the Heisei stuff, and after Deno comes Kamen Rider Kiva, which I personally have been really enjoying. I think it is very funny, and the storyline jumping around is really kind of, like, it's interesting of jumping around into two time periods.
It can get confusing as shit.
It is confusing, and I think that Nick, you missed a couple episodes, but we're kind of in the groove of watching at least two. And then, unfortunately, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be clearing my fucking throat this whole time. I don't know why. I'm going to try to edit that out as best I can. Anyway. But we have been watching Revice. In the last episode that we recorded about Revice.
Wait, real quick. Yes. Kiva is rad as fuck, because, like, the suit is cool as shit, and I like that it's... Like, the biggest thing about the suit is, like, the chains on the feet, the foot.
The leg.
So when he does the rider kick, which is a big fucking thing for Kamen Rider, like, it unchains, and it's super cool, and I really fucking dig it.
Yeah, I just
needed to put that in there for Kiva. It's got a vampire kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, it's got an old movie monster aesthetic to it, which was really cool about Kiva. We just found out in the last episode that there are other, because you have these Fangires, which are the main bad guys, and they're like these monsters in the shape of animals, but they also have a cathedral plain glass form. But they also were like a race that just eradicated all the rest of these races. And so now you have these new three characters, that one's a werewolf, well, a blue werewolf. Looks very much like Garo, by the way. At least I think so. Which is a tokusatsu we will watch. We watched a few episodes of one season of it. But then you have a Frankenstein form, which we haven't seen, but I just know that's going to be there. And then we have a creature from the Black Lagoon form, which is some silly little boy that shoots with guns. He shoots
the gun form.
But the idea that those creatures have been eliminated, or have been, you know, they're the end of their species. They've been they're endangered, extinct. I'm very curious to see how they are going to team up with the past form, or the past writers and whatever's happening there, and why they are teaming up with Kiva now in the future. So the season's really cool. I really enjoy it. The acting's very funny, and I think well done. Overacted. It's very much like Deno. And so yeah, I can't wait to get through with that. And that's the I think that's the only positive thing we could talk about with Kamen Rider right now.
What?
No, is that Kiva is good and Revice is mediocre at best.
I feel like the older stuff is like endearing in its kind of over the topness, and it's not so like ham-fisted, I guess. And I feel like the newer stuff, like Saber, is not as bad, but like Revice is just—it seems like it's all just ham-fisted. Like, look at us—we're breaking the fourth wall. Like, we watched Deadpool once and we fucking loved it. Like, we're doing this.
Yeah,
and it's just too much.
I agree. I don't know. I feel like it's there. There are things to like in the show. There are definitely things, but it's just not good.
It's not clicking with me, at least. Yeah. And I'll be the first one to admit I'm not a huge fan of Revice. It's probably my least favorite that we've watched, because the other one that I'm not interested in watching, I bullied Dustin into not watching. So,
I mean, I'm gonna watch it. Forza? I'm watching Forza.
Yeah, Forza, the car one. Yeah, no.
Oh, he's a spaceship!
It's not even a car one, it's a spaceship one. But his helmet looks like a butt plug, and I don't like it.
Hey, my butt plug will pierce the heavens.
No, yeah, I'll get back and watch it at some point. But no, sorry, Revice.
You have to watch
it. I have to. I'm legally obligated. I signed a waiver and everything. Like, I have to now.
We made almost $6 on this podcast, which means you are working. And you are being paid a wage. I think you're taking all the money.
That son of a bitch.
But yeah, Revice is now on their 24th episode, and the last episode that we recorded about was episode 6 of Revice. So
a lot has happened.
A lot has happened. We are not going to go all through it. We are definitely going to go through all the new forms that we saw, because the forms are literally the most interesting thing about the show. Ish. I will say that I'm really enjoying about Revice beyond their new forms, which honestly don't really look that great. There's about maybe 5 forms in total that I really like. And of course, Revice has most of them. But all the new riders that they've introduced, the secondary and tertiary riders, being, you know, Evil and Live, and then Gene and Demons, all of them look fine to me. Evil looks awesome, and I think we'd already discussed how cool Evil looks, with the black and green aesthetic and oh my god, let me click on it. Why can't I click on it? But yeah, we really like Evil. I mean, I personally like Evil.
I like Evil and Live.
Yeah,
like I like cool. Both of them. Mm-hmm. Live is a good suit. I think the main reason I like it is because it's not fucking pink and light blue. Mm-hmm. I don't really dig those colors.
Yes, those colors don't sit well with me. I'm trying to feel. I actually just kind of noticed that, in a way, Evil is the inside of is his brother named Daiji.
I think,
but so it says Evil shooting out, and then Live is like armor trying to keep it all in, because if you see like
the black and the blue there, like underneath the suit,
exactly, yeah. And even if you see the face helmet, The chin part is the same, and those little green pieces are still there, but it's covered over by a big helmet. And the horn is gone. Yeah.
I didn't notice that until you look side by side at them.
Uh-huh. So
it's neat.
So yeah. It is cool. We can actually talk about that really, really quick. So that was one of the bigger early on arcs that Iki's brother Daiji gets the evil stamp, and he gets his own belt that is like a sword looking thing. And becomes Kamen Rider Evil. How are we going to defeat him? He's kicking the shit out of everybody. Plus, he's working with the Dead Man organization. And so there's the one episode where, like, he is kicking the shit out of Iggy and Vice, and there's nothing they can do. Yeah, like, he's kicking him through those little pillars in the underground garage area. And,
also, technically, it's Kagero.
Sorry, yeah, Kagero is his demon, is Daiji's demon.
Is Daiji's demon, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have a really cool episode where the family's like on vacation, and then Kagero comes out and just starts killing people. Well, doesn't kill people, but just spoils their vacation, almost kills their dad. And then they had that little fight in that little river area, and we get to see Vice go into that Kong mode. Or gorilla mode, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Big punchy fist. But anyway, you kind of find out there's not really anything they can do to fix the problem until they kind of tap into Daiji kind of believing in himself. Like, I'm not the lesser of this group. I'm good. They believe in me. I'm a good son. And I think, don't they fix him with a Rider kick?
I think they do.
Or they just beat the shit out of him enough for him to flip back. But yeah, that was kind of cool. Like I will say the Rider suits may not look great in this season, with the exception of, well, Evil, Live, and Demons. But I believe the characters are really good. I like the connection with Iki, his brother, and his sister. I like his mom, Jackie Chan. and then I'm going to say right now, the demons guy, Hiromi, awesome. Awesome fucking character. I love he's legit, like, your paladin, lawful good, does anything that he can to protect people. And the whole storyline with demons is great, I think, personally. I don't know how you feel about it.
I don't hate it. I definitely don't hate it. And it's interesting. I think the belt being, like, slowly taking his life force is interesting.
Yes.
And, like, I like the character, but it's also, like, I don't know. I don't have anything bad to say about him. So that's something, especially in this season, where I feel like there's not a whole lot of great things about it for me personally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess that's the bummer about it, is that where I find like cool things about the season, it's turned you off so much that you're like, it's all right. Like, that sucks, because I'm really enjoying it. For the characters, not like really the storyline, I guess.
Yeah, and I get that. I just think that there's I don't want to say there's a lot going on, because there's...
You could definitely say there's a lot going on.
Well, between, like, you don't know if the main, like, thing helping them, you don't know if they're actually good or not.
Yeah, like, you're not sure about Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix. I was going to say, like, the shield, like, entity, but...
Yeah.
But you don't know if they're like bad or good or not, and that's kind of frustrating. I mean, it's good for a storyline, but also, like, I feel like they did it in the first, like, arc, where the one guy was actually secretly a
yes, the original commander
was murdered.
He was murdered. What was his name? Wakabayashi, I believe was that dude's name. Yujiro. Yeah. Yujiro Wakabayashi. Yeah, that right. fucked me up, man. I actually felt bad. I was like, oh, fuck, he was a bad guy?
Right. Because the original good guy was murdered by one of the dead men. Yeah.
The chameleon dead man, yep.
Yeah.
And but I then, actually liked him playing the chameleon dead man, though. He was cool as a bad guy. And then they just kind of they punched him and he was dead. And I was like, oh.
Well, they like introduced him in one episode. Then he had like one more episode. Mm-hmm. And I'm exaggerating only slightly. And then like the following episode, he was dead. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, there was kind of a lot. It was cool to see in terms of just like the good guys actually being competent and being like, yeah, we fucking knew you were going to try something with our mom, you idiot. Like, mm-hmm. we're all three here to kick the shit out of you, nerd.
Oh, that was a good episode. Yeah. That was actually not too bad.
So, like, I'm kind of, like, I want my heroes to be competent. Mm-hmm. And this goes for wrestling, too, where I want my good guys to be, like, not completely like, ooh, what's the bad guy doing? We don't mm-hmm. know. Like, I kind of hate that. So, it was cool to see in that episode, but also it was kind of just a smack in the face of what could be a really cool, interesting kind of villain mm-hmm. just kind of got, like, shat on. So.
Does this fucking mean that he's, like, my age?
Yes.
1985, 2021. 36? This dude is not my age. God damn it. Yes. I agree with you 100%. There are times when the heroes, if they are too much, set in their ways of just they have their fucking blinders on,
right?
Where that can be really annoying, and it can be really endearing though at the same time. Like, no matter how bad it is, they don't turn away and they fight. I felt like Saber, that was the same way. Like Toma, he was like, I'm gonna follow this no matter how bad it leads me.
That's slightly different than like I'm okay with that, like having your moral compass and it being like mm-hmm. spot on, but there's also like you can have your moral compass and not be a complete and total dumb fuck.
Yes.
And like that's my problem is like when your moral compass gets in the way of like just general competence, like that's when I have an issue with it.
Yes, I agree with you.
The fuck.
Yeah. I can see. Sorry, we had to look at this. I was going through some of the characters in the wiki, and I forgot that George, they do a flashback to 2071 for the new Rider movie that's coming out.
Shouldn't it be a flash forward?
Thank you. And there's just old man version of George. So, yeah, kind of going back to what you're saying about how we don't know if we can trust Phoenix yet. I think in the beginning we said that, and we are now in the point where definitely the leader of Phoenix that took over, or actually technically didn't take over, but was introduced now. I don't give a shit what his name is, but you know, we probably should look it up, just to be safe. I think is Akemi, Mikishiba. Nope. That's a lady. Nope. Then it's going to be, no, it's not George. That's not Weekend. Because Weekend's... Oh, we had a whole new group introduced now.
Right.
Is it... Okay. No. How about Sozo? No, that's that dude that comes in. You know what? They don't have him in here yet.
They might. We just don't know his name.
Yeah.
Because he's been in a couple episodes, so...
He has. Not her. Either way, he's an older guy that seems to be... the new leader of Phoenix, and he is 100% connected to Gifu.
No, that's the mom. Phoenix, go to...
Guess it's just the three people.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Definitely he's a bad guy. And so midway, I think it was episode 13, is when the three riders... Live, Gene, I guess we should talk about let's talk about Jean first. So I said right in the beginning, I'm like, their sister's going to become a rider. No doubt. Because she does martial arts. And boom, I was right. By episode 9, they start turning into the story about how the two brothers are doing all this stuff and she's doing nothing. And she doesn't feel like she can help out. This is also about the same time when I think episode 8 or 9 is when Mother Jackie Chan gets released injured. From jail. Yeah, Yukimi. No.
She doesn't get released from jail.
She gets jail.
Injured by evil, I think, is what it is. And then she's in the hospital for like 19 episodes or something. I don't know.
Yeah, she's wonderful. I can't wait till she's a writer too.
Oh God, if you're right please. About that,
she'd be the most competent fighter, you know? Because she look, guys. I'm sorry, we make a joke. She kind of looks like Jackie Chan.
I pointed it out, and then it's never been unseen. So you're welcome.
And this is not like she just kind of looks like her. Him. Anyway. So Sister Rider.
Sister Rider has like an arc of like four goddamn episodes of just like, oh, I don't know how to help. Ugh, I'm so weak, which is kind of silly because she's like the strongest fucking character.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
She actually is a fighter.
Right, with the martial arts backwards. And then I don't hate what the fuck was that?
I don't want to worry about that.
I don't hate it, but they also were just like, oh yeah, she's super strong. She's super competent. Once she gets her confidence back, she can like I don't know, she gets her demon out and it's
a big plushie. It's a big giant stuffed animal monster.
It's a toy.
That's my thing about it. Maybe it's a toy, Nick, because it's like a sex toy. You know?
It's not a sex toy.
No, I kind of get that everybody's demons in this show are like their inadequacies of what they don't like about themselves. And then this one, it's a confidence issue. Actually, I think it's a confidence for every person in this season. Beyond that, like, I like her suit. She is Kamen Rider Jean, but she uses the Cobra stamp. Which Cobra is really cool in like previous other seasons. Personally, like Cobra is more well known in Kamen Rider Ryuki, where there was a Cobra Rider. And he also wore purple. She wears more of like a blue, like a very dark blue color for her suit with this yellow and black inlay. And I kind of, now looking at the suit head on, I didn't notice that her front yellow mask is like you're looking down on a cobra. Like on the back of the hood, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Then she has a long tail that comes off of the back of her head. But I'm trying to figure out how her suit is like split. So it doesn't look feminine, but at the same time, it does look feminine because it's got the high boots that come up past the knees, which I think is sexy. But also her shoulders that as
it's like draped over her shoulders.
Exactly. Like, well, she lets her shoulders show, which is also a feminine kind of thing.
Is when we say that is that there's not actual skin. It's still a suit, but like the black underlay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Like, to me personally, I really like the suit. But there is something that I don't like about it, and it's her driver. The driver looks
the
weird.
The belt she uses to change.
Yes. The belt itself, I think, just looks bad. I don't know if you can see it. So, in this, it's like a burgundy colored belt that goes around her, and then there's a cage on the front of the belt that she stamps into it, and then turns it to the left, and then the cage flips open, and then she has a stupid liberal up whatever it is. What is her?
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, here it is. It's right here. It says. Liberal up, ah, going my way, Kamen Rider, Jean. But also, anyway.
Random thing. Like, Jean has her dumbass, like, demon, which, again, is pretty much just a thing for toys, pretty much. It's the best way to describe it. Yes,
the big plush, like, snake version of herself.
Vice is Vice, so, like, he appears. But, like, Live and Evil don't have, like, you don't ever see his demon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is odd to me.
I like that because it's still trapped on the inside.
Right, but even when he was evil, you never saw. It was just Kagero, which is still just Daiji.
Yeah, it is. It's just him painting his fingernails and changing his hair, and wearing black. That was it.
Which is kind of disappointing.
Maybe demons just manifest differently for every person. I mean, it's not a maybe. It clearly is. Like they all just change and look different. But yeah, I would like to see like a monster version pop out of somebody else, and we'll probably see that. Maybe George has to do it, maybe that'll happen that way. We're not sure. Either way, I do like her form. I like Jean. I think it's cool. And the difference for her is that she has two other stamps that give her different abilities. And what happens is where you have Vice, where he just combos with EG and will take a form that is similar to the form that he takes, whether he uses a different stamp to turn into like Falcon mode or Mantis or any of those different ones. He will transform into usually like a secondary rider from a previous season. His suit will look similar to that. Whereas you have Demons, which doesn't, it adapts the body to the different pieces, and we'll go over to what Demons looks like in a second. His demon just kind of takes over a section of the body and turns it into a weapon. Live and Evil, their belt shifts, and like a flap goes up and turns into a gun, or the flap goes down and it's a blade. For Jean, her demon transforms into weapons. So she has two forms. She has technically three forms. She has her base form, where it's Cobra, where all she does is punch and kick, and there's a lot of CG combo, as well as, you know, actual martial arts, which I personally like. But then she has what's called Lovekov Genome Weapons. And she has two forms. She has a Kujaku stamp, which turns into like the fighting blades. What are they called? Tessens. So Japanese, like fan weapons. What's the girl from Dynasty Warriors that uses that? The two sisters? Originally, the two sisters did from Wu, right?
Right, yeah. Da Qua?
Yeah, I think Dai Quan. I don't know. One was married to Sun Quan. But we're gonna jump into that. That's what we should do. A samurai. I'm to put Dynasty Warriors podcast. No. Anyway, yeah, so she has two fighting fans, and then my personal favorite. She got a turtle, and it turns into a fucking bazooka. I don't know about you, but I think it's dope. Nick?
It's all right.
Oh, you know, I never even noticed this. And the little thing here, by using the Kujaku Vice stamp in the Libra driver, Jean can transform Lovekov into her Peafowl and Kamen Rider ZX based Kujaku Jean. ZX is a, if I remember correctly, yeah, it's a Showa era Kamen Rider. Oh, the color scheme. All right. Okay. I see. Or comes off the face. I see what's going on here. Okay, hold on. Look at this fucking guy. Anyway. yeah. Oh, so that's actually kind of cool. I should have noticed this more often because it's the 50th anniversary of Kamen Rider, so every rider is based off of something from a previous rider, and so her turtle genome turns into Kamen Rider V3. Yeah. That's yeah, look at that suit. Good looking suit. Not good. Don't you like that? I think this is 1970 something.
For all you audio listeners, Dustin just pulled up the Kamen Rider V3 suit, and it looks
good.
It's like a grasshopper.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. That's really like, good, actually. I like that. I like that suit a lot. Oh, yeah, look at these guys hanging out. Anyway, so she has multiple weapon forms. With Hiromi Kadota, his Kamen Rider Demons has these things called genomixes, Geminex or whatever, I guess. And his is the coolest suit so far. I think we can both honestly say Demons is the coolest suit that we've seen.
It's top three.
Whoa.
Yeah, who's
your top one?
I like you Evil. Like Evil?
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. I like Demons. Demons Spider-Man. It's great.
Evil's probably my favorite, and then it's a tie between Live. Mm-hmm. Live, Laugh, Love, and Demons.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that visually, like, the suit is cool.
Right. It's got Spider-Man vibes to it.
Mm-hmm. And I like his transformation, the decide up, deep, drop, danger. And then, like we said earlier, hey, we're in the situation with Hiromi, his belt has a demon in it. And it's sucking all the life out of him, turned to an old man, old 80-year-old man in his bones.
This is going to sound real weird, but he's got like a Guyver vibe to him.
Yes.
Like his bottom half, like his legs and stuff like that.
It's big
dick. And like that kind of that red undertones to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's neat. It's got like more of like fleshy kind of vibe to it. I don't know. It reminds me of Guyver.
The red part looks like actual muscle.
Right. Yeah.
And the suit, guys, look up Guyver. It's Tokusatsu all the way. I love how the suit looks. I also, when we first saw him, I love that Demons, he has eyes that go, he has two sets of extra eyes on the side of each of his heads. He has one head. I don't know what his cock looks like, but he has these extra eyeballs on the side, which I thought was really cool. And they lit up and they made noises, and I thought that was fucking really, really, really interesting. And then what really got me into it is that his form reminded me of Birth, Kamen Rider Birth, where his
I was going to say you should...
of giving
birth. Probably yeah. Reminded me of my birth. What?
Yeah, it was a C-section. But yeah, it reminded me of Birth because Birth had the drill arm. He had the wing form where he could fly. And then, yeah, I don't think he had a tail. We just saw the scorpion part, though. But he had all these different connectors. And I thought that was just really cool. It reminded me of that anyway. But yeah, the little drill part is cool, and as well, the wings we got to see, I think, once. That was Condor. Said they have Megura, Condor, and Scorpion. I don't know what Megura is. I'm assuming it's like a digging ability. I don't know, he could drive a car. Anyway, what's also really cool is that whenever he uses those forms, it says dominate up. Which is interesting because the driver, the belt itself, is like taking over his body and sucking his life away, which, who didn't like that? So beyond all that, kind of going through, Nick, for the arc that we've seen in this season, the introduction of Jean. We just found out recently where she got her belt from, this group called Weekend, I believe. With the loss of characters, like the death of the member from Phoenix, the loss of Hiromi, the last two episodes where he is missing, presumed dead, and also Deadman's pretty much being destroyed, with Ulteca being the last character, last member of Deadman, who was stripped of his demon. All the main members, with the exception of Aguilera, are stripped of their demons. How do you feel about it? Do you like these arcs that we went through? Like, beyond the shitty CGI. Hmm. Oh, and also having... And we just had a huge episode where Iki's missing because Vice has taken over.
I think that's more interesting than... That's so weird to say.
That you have to like... You have to like Deadpool now?
No. No, I just... To how to put it, there's that is more storytelling than I feel like we've seen before, in terms of just that shift of like what happens now with Iki being on the other side, because we've also had this weird character development from Vice,
where he's learning to live outside of his body. People are outside of being just a spirit.
Right, where people can't see him, and only Iki can see him. So, like, and he was actually making character progress, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with him being on the outside. Plus, that suit looks cool as shit, so...
Yes, yes, it does. The split... I like that it's called, like, the Jack form. Like, he's hijacking... he's hijacking Iki's body or his place in the world. So, yeah, I really like that form. The, what's it gonna be?
But, like, I don't really care about, like, the Ulteca stuff. The Gifu stuff is, I don't want to even call it interesting because I don't think it's super interesting. Like,
we haven't had enough. Like, Gifu's in the hand of Phoenix right now. The leader of Phoenix is...
Something is happening there because of, like, Vice is, like, pained and stuff like that, but, like, we don't know what's happening there, so... I don't know. Aguilera and Ulteca losing their powers, and, like, Ulteca getting the...
Julio.
The Is it Julio?
Yep.
Sorry.
I mean, he goes by the other name now, but Ulteca lost his powers. Julio lost his powers. Julio is a wolf dude with the cool hat. And then
he has the demon belt.
Ulteca has the demon belt. Ulteca's a squid guy.
Yeah, him getting the demon's belt is interesting to see where he goes.
And it looked like he could make use of it, too. Like, he was able to awaken a lot of stuff, not be drained of life. And, Alexa, stop. It's been 45 minutes, baby! he was able to make use of the belt. And he said something in the last episode that we watched, or the second to last episode, where he was like, I was always meant to be the rider. I was always meant to be like a demon. I'm the perfect user for this belt or something like that. So you think that the story arc that's going on with Iki being missing and swapping places with Vice is more interesting than all the other stuff that we've seen?
Isn't that... I feel like that's kind of horrible to say, but no, kind of.
I mean, if that's what calls to you, that's fine. And I'm really excited about it, too, because the intro had us seeing that already. Having us switch, them being, like, switching places.
I don't know what you're talking about. Intros never spoil anything.
What are you talking about?
They never. Fucking Saber goddamn bullshit, too.
Yeah.
The fuck him leaving the house. Fuck out of here. Get.
Oh my god! Don't you love it? Him leaving the house and being in Wonder World or whatever. Like, oh my god.
That would have ruined the goddamn season for me. Not gonna lie.
If he didn't come back.
Yeah, if he didn't come back.
You were so pissed.
I genuinely was. Like, I was about to be like, I'm done with Saber just forever. Fuck that shit. But no, sorry. Like, you can't cock tease me with the whole friendship thing the entire season. Mm-hmm. And then be like, all right, he just dipped out on all of his friends. Fuck you, Watchers. We don't give a shit. Now. Right,
Tassel's
yeah.
Gone, I gotta be Tassel.
No, fuck that. Like, it would I don't like Revice, don't get me wrong, but it would bother me if at the end of this they were just like, no, we can't be friends, Vice. Fuck you. And like, no, I would be upset about that.
Yeah, there's no way that this isn't going to end in a happy ending. Like, right. I hope that they're able to separate or not. There'll be like a Deno thing where when I need you, I'll call you. And we'll show up, just kind of like how the end of Deno is. Like, I'm sure we'll meet again, and then off into Space Train. And then, come to find out, Deno's the most popular Kamen Rider series. So they're in every fucking movie. But it's not it's only, what's his name? Momotaro.
Momotaro, yeah.
Which is fine, because he's great. And I like that voice actor can still get work. Like, that's literally the same dude every time. I really like this arc. And I liked the arc before with Hiromi. I am curious to see where it goes with this weekend group and if they really are good guys or bad guys.
I feel like there's too many variables in the whole, like, is the weekend good guys or bad guys? Is Phoenix good guys or bad guys? Who knows? We only know that the Ikki and Daiji and what's her name are the good guys. Maybe. Yeah. We don't know about Vice now. I don't know.
I honestly think, like, it was cool when he went into his form and he was like, he almost made like a really Eevee Scooby laugh.
Yeah.
But he'd been waiting for this the whole time. And so I don't think he's going to be a bad guy. I do think that he's going to live life up without having, to be restrained by Ikki. And I think they're going to have to beat him into submission. I mean, it's not like Ikki's going to be gone. He's going to be like Casper now. And, right. But I think it'll be fine. He'll be fine.
I think it's cool that, like, Vice took over and immediately just like slammed two bad guys into fucking walls really quickly. Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was cool in terms of just like, okay, we see, like, I don't get tired of it, but I do kind of get tired of like the good guy being weak as shit and then slowly like
getting a new form. Know,
right. Either getting a new form or like, with the power of friendship, I'm stronger. Like, that gets kind of tiresome. That's why I like One Punch Man, because it's so comically fucking over the top. Just, like, the main character, like, all the stories revolve around pretty much what happens to everybody else until main character shows up to just beat the shit out of things. And, like...
Yeah, literally in most of One Punch Man, if you don't read the manga, but when the anime comes out for the season that just ended, or after the season that just ended, Saitama is like digging in a fucking hole underground for most of that whole arc, and while everybody else is doing all the fighting,
right?
So, and that's awesome though, because you really get to showcase everybody going against the Monster Legion, or whatever that monster organization is, and it's really good. Nick, you should read the manga. It's fucking awesome right now.
It's I like so the anime. The anime just, I don't know. I prefer the anime. I always feel like I'm going to read a manga wrong.
Yeah. The left to right to left kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I do want to talk about I'm not going to go through all the forums like we did last time. If you are watching Revice, you've seen them all. But I do want to get your opinion on the new forums of Vice that we've seen. Or Revice. I have it pulled up now. We have Barded Rex, which is technically like the evolved form of regular Rex. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. You keep... Dustin keeps bringing up the picture of the fucking like... Yeah, the dinosaur legs on a like human torso, and every time I see it, I fucking like it's bad.
Don't forget,
it's
it has a tail bad. Too. They just for some reason did not put a tail.
Yeah. Oh god.
Yeah. Oh, we know it doesn't have a tail, but I imagine it has a tail in my fanfic. yes, the half forms that they do, I really do like that form because that's double and that looks nice to me.
I have a thing for capes. I like capes.
Capes are cool.
I think capes are fucking way cooler than they have any right to be. And I think that's just a little kid in me that's just like, you know what'd make his suit cooler? Fucking cape.
Put a cape on it.
Yeah.
So
it's plus 10 cool. Like
I So I think it was this will tell us what episode this gets seen in. It doesn't matter though.
Appearances 13 through 17.
Oh, okay, cool. So you got your eyes are quicker than mine. So yeah, we had the first super form, which is called Barded Rex. Its transformation is body up. My name is Kamen Rider Revi. Jesus, is really that long? Vi Revi. Anyway. What do you think about this suit? I just like call this egg suit. Egg Rider.
Oh, yeah, it is egg suit because he has to fucking... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. George gives him a little upgrade, and it's in the form of an egg that hatches.
Yeah. I don't mind the helmet. The helmet's all right. The shoulders are a little bit derpy.
Yeah, why does he have like a little rocket? Like, a little like, engine thing under his shoulders? Which is, I'm cool with that.
It's so weird. I don't hate the suit, but I can't say that I like the suit.
I like the aesthetic of this is cold, like bringing ice into this form. I think nothing about this suit screams ice to me, except for like the pointed areas for like a jagged broken ice, but it also could just be jagged pieces of a broken egg.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I get it. Like maybe it was a fossil, and that's the way they're going, like frozen dinosaur and ice. But what I do like about this suit is that it gave Vice a weapon
in the form of
a shield that he had to cobble himself,
and then he like glued together, which makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense whatsoever. If I remember in the first introduction for Barred Rex, he just beat the shit out of Olteca and Julio, and we thought they were both dead. Oh, no. I think he killed, he beat Olteca and the chameleon one and ended up killing the chameleon guy.
Right. Not in the first instance of that. He killed one of the other dudes, though. One of the, like, nameless fucking dudes.
Oh, the super.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yep. Yeah, it's an interesting suit. It's fine. I like it.
I think it was interesting that Vice literally like the first time he changed, like egg thing happens in his transformation, and then Vice immediately ran over and was like, I want something, and then immediately picked up the fucking egg, which you don't super see an interaction between like the transformation and like what's happening in the quote unquote real world.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like you don't see like the parts of shit flying off. Like,
yeah,
I thought it was neat that Saber, every time they did a transformation, they would shoot out. Like they do a sword swing and like, you know, the fire or something would come out of the blade and it would like go at the enemy when they were transforming. And then the enemy would react to it somehow.
Yeah, in previous seasons, the most memorable one that I can think of is Kamen Rider Kabuto, because when they when they transform, armor builds up onto them, and then they say cast off, and when they do, the cast explodes, and all the pieces of the armor go out and hit everything. And so they'll hit the enemies, they'll destroy the stuff around them. And then, like you said, like in Saber, that a blast will come out, or they'll swing their blade, and fire or lightning will shoot out and stop someone. Yeah, I really like that you can interact with the shit around you.
Right. I think that's neat.
But yeah, I think it's fine. I like this suit, but the new form of it, I fucking hate. Now even I don't at this picture. I hate this picture.
I think the main, I like panels on the suits, and this, like,
yeah,
his thighs look like they don't have any panels to it, and like the biggest thing is the flames, because the flames look like ass.
Yeah, they look like a cheap motorcycle decal.
Right, they look like every fucking douchebag is just like, put flames on fucking everything. And then they literally went to their friend Jeb down the street who bought like a fucking paint air gun and was just like, hell yeah, it's gonna look sick as fuck. And like, it's just, it's not good.
You know what it brings me back to? Saber and that yellow glove. Why do you have that one yellow glove? I cannot take my eyes on that. I don't know why it was a one yellow. Anyway, yeah, I also just noticed, I fucking hate how bulky the belt looks now with all these extra pieces on it.
Right.
And they don't fit together.
And the suit doesn't. It's not. There's just something about it. Like, the shoulders are too small. The wrists, the forearms are too big. The like shins are too big with everything, and like the belt is just fucking comically massive with like literally everything on it, but like the shoulders just look so small, all things considered.
Now I can't remember, like, when he goes into the fire mode. So, by the way, we didn't even mention this. There's a secondary form called Volcano Rex. It's a fire theme. It sucks.
It
hurts him, but on the contrary, it gives Vice his own form, his own upgrade. And he becomes a Bard Rex, pretty much. He gets to use the shield, he does ice punching stuff, and there is the combo of fire and ice, which I do like. That in itself is cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I but
this suit looks like ass.
Yeah, the suit looks bad, and I'm wondering if the little parts over here where we thought were like little rocket engines, do those shoot out fire? Because most of the time he's like engulfed in flames, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, when he punches, it explodes. I do like the helmet. I'll give the helmet like the clench down, and now it's kind of opening, and kind of the fire licks out of it, and the one section where the pointed end, where it looks like a horn is higher than the other side. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, it's a bad suit.
Right.
And I hate it.
Yeah. It's,
but
it's on the same level of like the shitty fucking like animation of like the fights and stuff like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's on that level of like, why do you keep doing this? Stop. I don't want to see this suit. Like, quit it.
This sucks too.
Yeah, it really does too.
It's
all on the shoulders and the shield.
Yeah, I that's bad.
It's literally the biggest thing about Vice's armor is his shoulders, his helmet, and the shield that he has, and that's it.
How do we pull up the? There we are. Newest suit, Jack Vice. Hell yeah.
I really dig this suit.
This suit is so good.
The more I look at this suit, the more I dig it. Because it's got a simplicity to it, too.
You know what I just noticed, too? So, the splash of paint here on the chest and the leg are the same as regular Vice, the Revice suit as pink splotches there on the chest and on the thigh, and then they recolored it to be blue and silver here, but they're in the exact same position. Just little aesthetics that I recognize. The helmet is the same. It's just different color, except for the spikes on the other. I wish
right.
I could zoom in, but I can't. You know what I you know, here's the feeling I get from it. We know that Vice has all the spikiness on his helmet. Like naturally, when he's not in his form, his head is kind of spiky like that, right? Yeah. But I almost look at it like almost a static effect, like it's trying to break out of its control, and it's not completely there. So the left side of Vice, or the right to us, is static and firing on all cylinders kind of thing, or kind of erratic. I know that's probably not what they were expecting, but that's what I kind of see. Like if I was seeing it animated, it would kind of like spark out a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
I like this suit a lot. I hope they do this a lot more.
Like I said, I think the simplicity is what kind of gets me on it. Cause
black and silver is nice.
And yeah, black and silver with a splash of blue too. It adds something to it. I dig it. Plus the belt's not super gaudy on it. Like, I mean, it is, but it's not. It's not.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you're good. It's not as bad as the previous one where it's like, you know, his arm is at rest and it's still getting covered up by the belt. Uh-huh. And you're just like, it's not feasible for combat. You know what I mean? Which is a weird fucking thing to be like, in real life, you wouldn't do this. Yeah, but still. I want that splash of realism in my shit.
I do. I don't need the realism either. I do like that his belt piece that lets him transform or like to take over the Iki pretty much is also a weapon. It's like a punching. It's almost like a katar, but it's a big set of punching like brass knuckles almost.
Yeah.
And on the front of it, it grinds and spins. And then whenever he hits anything, it's like this big splash of ink, which makes sense because everything is a stamp theme for this season. So I think that's really cool. I don't like the pink and yellow coloring on it, but I can get over that.
Me and Dustin have talked about potentially like buy-in figures of this stuff. This would be the figure that I would purchase from this season.
Yeah, and that took you a while. It took you halfway to get here to find a figure you actually like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like each season has kind of like a quote-unquote like iconic thing to me where like that's the suit that I like gravitate towards. Like, with O's, it's the original suit. Like, yep. I really dig the original suit. I don't mind the other suits. Like, they're great and all, but I think that original suit is what's like cool to me. And like Saber, I don't know if I have one for Saber, but like mine Deno,
definitely Primal Dragon or whatever, the one where he's like out of control.
Yeah.
That form, and then probably Genbu Shinwa, whatever, the Dad Rider suit. I like that one. Big sword. Big armor.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Maybe the purple suit when it's not out of control, but like when the purple suit is like maxed out. Like, what is it? Something dragon?
The elemental dragon?
Is it the elemental dragon?
The
purple one. Jahu dragon or whatever the fuck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Jahu. So you have Jahu dragon and then you have Jakku dragon. Jakku is the first form without the cape. The Jahu dragon is the second one with the cape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the second
one. They both
one,
look cool. Yes,
yeah, they, yeah.
They both look great.
But yeah, like Deno is like, I think the Momotaro suit is probably.
Oh, just him? Oh, you mean the sword form?
Yeah, I think sword form is kind of more the iconic one to me, where I'm like, that's the one that I think of when I think of Deno.
I gotta go axe form.
Axe form is cool.
I got
but
it.
But I think when I think of Deno, I think of that sword form.
Yes, if I had to choose from Deno, it would definitely be sword form. And then probably not. It's liner form for me. His second to last power, where he, where it's all of them helping control him, and it's not him controlling all of them with their weapon. Liner form looks cooler to me, where he is the train instead of they are all the weapon, and he learns how to fight, kind of thing.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
but yeah, for Revice, I would probably pick up this suit because I think it's like the coolest fucking suit.
Yep.
So it's hard to say so far, but I think it's up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this suit is my second favorite suit, with Demons being my first. This one, and then probably Evil.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Apparently going for the bad boys of Revice this season.
Hell yeah, dude. Bad boys always look cooler. So, I mean, just like in Saber, well, what do you call it? Jaho Dragon and those ones, they look cool. And they were bad guys.
You hated one of them in Saber, though. What the fuck? Which one?
Which bad guy did I hate?
Yeah, you hated one of their fucking suits. Was it the I'm gonna call him Cum Lord because I forget what the fuck he is.
Oh, Omnibus. Yeah. Solomon.
Solomon, I think, yeah.
No, Solomon looks cool. What are you talking about? Solomon looks awesome. His sword looks bad. But Solomon's pretty dope. Well, God, now I gotta look. You know what? We'll do this on another episode. My last thing before we go.
Storius
fucking sucks. His helmet looks like a dick. Fuck him. Kamen Rider Storius can suck my dick. That dude sucked.
I knew it was one of them. Fucking Storius, yeah. Bad.
Yeah, yeah. Storius. I hated the horns. The horns look stupid.
I didn't hate the horns. It's not great, but they're not.
You just hated Storius in general.
I hated his fucking voice because
he's
so fucking just such a stupid voice.
Yeah. So,
but no, sorry.
Now looking, we're at the halfway mark.
Usually are we?
Kamen Rider season, yep, we're at episode 24. When we watch the next episode, either tomorrow or Tuesday, we'll be at episode 24, and we are. If this is a 48 episode season. We are at the halfway mark. So, do you think there's light at the end of the tunnel, Nick?
I don't think I will like this season. I don't think I will, like, come around and be like, oh, this is, like, top three seasons for me. I think it's already past the point of, like, I don't like the suits. Mm-hmm. I think the animation is really on a whole nother level of bad, which is saying something for Kamen Rider. Like, because they're not known for, like, and Kiva has, like, fucking that fight between the dragon and the fucking chandelier was.
Yeah.
real something else. But
it was better than Revice.
But it was better, yeah.
Every season we have to that we've been watching Kamen Rider, we got to Revice and we're like, Nick brings up, still better than Revice. Any CGC, still better than Revice. Everything looks like shit. Maybe it looks too good that it looks bad. Is that even possible?
I think it looks too CG.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. not like good CG. I mean, like, we just learned CG, then we're fucking doing it. Like, here's a budget of $100 for each episode, and like, go do it.
It looks cheap. It looks like they sent, and technically they are overseas, but it looks like they sent it over to like a Singapore. No, oh, no offense to anybody, but if you know anything about animation, they send a lot of, like, even for animes, they will send it over to secondary and third companies to do like the mass CG work of stuff, and some of it looks really poor.
Yeah.
This is how I feel when I see this show most of the time.
Yeah.
That being said, I am a I'm too hopeful for my own good.
I know, 100%. And you're not completely like in the "this is shit" category of things. And I don't feel like I'm completely in that, but I've definitely got like a foot and a half in that pile of like, this is kind of just all things considered, this is probably one of my least favorite. This is my least favorite season that I've watched.
Well,
and that's even including Butt Plug Forza.
You haven't even watched it. You watched one.
Right, episode. We watched one episode. I think
you're gonna end up. I'm telling you right now. I think you're gonna end up liking that season. I think
it's got a couple things already going bad for it. Just the helmet is one of them.
Teen drama. He wants to be friends with everybody. What's the problem?
Right. That and like I don't like the rocket on his hand that like propels him places. I think that's. Yeah. But whatever, you fucking know me well enough to know that I'll watch this goddamn shit. Fucking
yeah,
if I haven't stopped watching Revice, I'm already like I'm invested in this enough to be like, yeah, fuck, we'll watch Forza.
The only reason I look Forza. At it is Forza, I have not seen the Kamen Rider season that I didn't love. No, that's not fucking true. I did not like Kuga. It was too good. It was too old. And
you said it was too good there. I was like,
it was too good.
It was too good. Didn't like it.
No, I didn't like Kuga when I first looked at it, so I jumped to Agito, which was the drama that I needed to pull me in to Kamen Rider as a whole. Now, I didn't like Hibiki either, and I didn't finish Hibiki. I got far enough through it that I didn't have to watch any more of it. I didn't like it.
I think at one point you asked, I think one of the episodes, I don't think it was in the podcast, but I think you asked me when we were watching that if I maybe preferred the older Kamen Riders.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know if that's true, because Saber's
relatively, is new, so.
Is new, right, and I don't hate Saber. But I don't. I feel like there's a lot more drama in like the older stuff, and there's a lot more like story to it.
Yeah. I think the cheese factor that exists in modern day Kamen Rider is more noticeable and more, it makes me more irritable toward it as opposed to older stuff, because I feel like it's forgivable and there's a graininess to it that makes it more, like we said earlier, endearing.
Yeah.
So I think you would like, if you do want to go back to watch the old ones, I think you would really like them. I think we are watching enough of the old ones right now that you're in it. You're in the good window of old seasons leading into the newer seasons. That people will start to kind of like be iffy about, because Kiva is one of those seasons where people are like 50-50 on it, whether they like it or not. And me personally, I can already feel that I'm going to like it. But I also have rose tinted glasses on. It's Kamen Rider. I'm going to love it. There's nothing I'm not going to love about it.
Kiva's also the vampire one. So, I mean, that's kind of like near and dear to your heart. So
yeah.
I dig Kiva because of the first suit, I think is really cool.
I think you like his final suit too.
That's my biggest thing, is if I'm not initially drawn to the suit in some way, then I'm not as invested. And Denno is a weird thing where I wasn't initially invested. Like I don't think I was initially hooked by the suit, but then that story is just good.
It's all story.
Right. And like the characters, and also gotta admit with Denno, it's got a soft spot because of the dumb wrestling shit that it was doing.
Yeah.
And like is just a weird like physical comedy at its like peak dumb shit. So like I don't know. This has like Revice has too much of like a I'm edgy or I'm trying really hard to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
While it's not succeeding.
Yeah, it's past man. Okay. Yeah, when we go over, and we will, just like we were saying before, we do, Nick and I do need to sit down, go through O's, and talk about the whole season as a whole. You know what, Nick? Why don't we make a pact that we have a little, halfway through a month before the new O's movie comes out, which means it'll be released like a month later on what we watch. So, we should watch the O's movie and then do the O's recap. Because
should we do the recap before the movie, though?
No, after the movie, because then it's all said and done. We have finished O's as a whole. Then we can finally be like, okay, it's great. You know, we'll go from there and go, this is a good suit. but yeah, I think we should do that. I fucking love, man, it's a good suit. Fuck. Sorry, yeah, I'm just looking at. Anyway, guys. So Nick, you're saying it's too far gone already for Revice to redeem itself.
I am not completely against it redeeming itself. I just don't see it redeeming itself.
Okay. That's fine. I'm hopeful that it will do better.
Am I going to keep watching it? Fuck yeah. I'll be here every Sunday watching it with my friend because it's fun. And also, God, watching it be bad is fun too.
Yes, it being cringy as fuck and not good is very, very, very good at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, thank you all for joining us.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Yeah, this is, we'll hopefully get this out. It's a new process that we're using to record, so hopefully it'll work fine, and we definitely won't have any issues whatsoever, and I'll be able to record this. So take care, guys. We love you, and we will talk to you later. We'll give yourself a whole Revice countdown. A 3, 2, 1, and then Nick, you have to be like, yeah! Incredible. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Type this in.